You hear that, Luke? That sounds like America.
America.
And tell me how you show your patriotic spirit.
And I show mine by getting my own custom American flag from Walls to Walls at JeremyWalls81 on the IG. He's been with us from day one. And now he is giving all our listeners 20% off all custom flags. But it just don't stop there. He's also giving people free shipping.
20% off and free shipping. I'm going to order two just so I can flex on my commie neighbors.
Of course you would. That would be you, totally. Hey, that's a great idea, though. Show your patrons. Check them out. JeremyWalls81. Slide in his DMs. Tell him that you want one of those custom flags, what GUB rocking. Get your own custom.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of awesome.
Ha ha. Check him out. Well, summertime cookouts are about to happen. And what are you going to put on your grill to feed your peeps this summer? Well, let us help you out. Mountain Primal Meats. How about that? That's right. Mountain Primal. It's 100% American Highland beef raised right here in Colorado, just outside of Aspen. There's no hormones, no antibiotics, just pure raised American Highland. And I'm telling you right now, these animals are treated way better than what I treat skinny coats. Yep, that's right. And now you can get a full menu right to your phone by texting 81493. That's text 81493 and get a full menu right in your phone to see what they have to offer. And my discounts are already included in that. They ship to all 50 states, boys and girls. This is the real meat, man. I'm telling you. And if you want to go on the web and look around, you can do that too. When it says apply the code, you can type in unleash15, mountainprimal.com. Damn, Cody, what kind of hoodie is that you be wearing?
Not a hoodie, man. It's the new Sonora hooded shirt, perfect for mild to hot conditions. And let me tell you, when I wear my solids, I'm always hot.
Well, I'm not going to say that, but that shit does look make you look hard. It's dope. I mean, looks lightweight and everything.
Lightweight, moisture-wicking material. And smell me, bro. Antimicrobial fabric. I haven't showered in 3 weeks.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, is that new Cryptic cooling technology, too?
UPF 50 rating, man. Keeps you cool out in the sun all day long.
Okay. So tell me, how do I get my own?
Jump on Cryptic.com, type in that code GLADIATORS, all capital letters, and save that money.
We're like experts. We're on like 2 o'clock live. Actually, y'all fucked up. I said 1 o'clock live, and you guys showed up an hour late.
Oh, that was all Frank.
That was Frank. Matt's fault.
Kept trying to show us something. He thought you had some weird growing going on.
Yeah, dude. Song, yeah.
Like, no, dude, that looks normal.
That was Frank for you. Hey, so guys, we are here in the studio, and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday. Believe it or not. We're drinking a little earlier. Not too bad, though. Just having some beers. We got the boys from Viking Armament down here. We got the guy from XLR down here, Mike. Well, let me just introduce everybody first. We got Mike from XLR.
Matt.
Let's get this
Mike.
Straight.
He looks like a Mike.
Fucking Mike.
Dirty Mike.
God damn, I fuck up a wet dream. Okay, maybe I just shut up. All right, we got Jeremiah. He is the, what do you say, the gunsmith of the whole operations?
Yep.
Yeah. And then we have Grant from Viking Armament.
Yes, sir.
And we have Skinny Codes in the Izzy.
Yeah.
We are a two-man team tonight. No Tomas, no Gray. So we running this bitch on our own, so hang in there with us. But we live on the Bullhorn. Guys, on the app for callers, ask us questions. Ask these guys questions. We'll be giving out some Leupold glasses, brand spanking new. They just came out on May 17th. I was supposed to give these bitches out a while back, but I said I'll wait for this occasion. Actually, I forgot about it. So we're gonna give out these badass shades. We got some Mountain Primal Meat gift cards coming out, some swag, call in. We'll give you guys some shit. But what I want to talk about right now is I kind of got a present coming in from these guys. Bless you. Oh, bless you. Hey, did you guys see the note, the waiver? Did you guys know that you guys had to have a COVID-19 test before you enter in this building?
Yeah, we tested each other in the parking lot.
You guys did thermometer check in the anal?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Frank already guys beat you already did that, huh?
Jeremiah was running a little hot, but we think he was just nervous.
Yeah.
Probably. Sweating
a little bit. But anyways, I got a present from these guys and I gotta say a lot because here's the thing, like Frank and I and the whole Cafaro crew, Aaron and I, we're pretty good friends. And you know, they're like, hey, man, we're about to do some things with Cafaro, with Viking Armament. You should hop on, talk to these guys. I was like, I know them. I really know them. And we were talking about Gaethje has a gun. A bunch of my fighters had guns from him. And so I've shot them, and I've actually shot the deer this year with Aaron with his new,
6.5 PRC.
6.5, that's what it is. And when I shot that, but I've shot a couple animals with your guys' gun already. I shot that one this fall, and then last spring we were in BC, and I was trying to shoot one with my bow, black bear, and it was just getting too dark and it was too far out, and I was going to go spot stalk this bitch by the time I – and Frank had the gun, right? He had the gun, and I was like, screw it, man. Give me that thing.
Give me that boomer.
Yeah, and guess what? I tagged out because I shot it. And those were the two experiences that I've got now with your guys' gun. And I must say, I was like fucking blown away on them. I was like, dude, this is a different gun from buying a gun at, you know, your Savage or your fucking regular rifle. You guys are a custom gun and to boot. So I'm gonna spoil this right now. Guys, they gave me a fucking gun. They gave me a gun, and I'm blown away. Like, this is by far one of the nicest things I've ever gotten in my life, besides my kids, right? This is honestly the nicest thing I've ever gotten. Like, seriously, man. A Dana White check, I've gotten a few of those. That was cool, but it was long gone spent. I think guns are, like, forever, man. Like this is a gun that, well... You guys, tell me a little bit about this gun. What do you guys give me? Because I don't know shit about guns.
This is our Apex model rifle. This is our stainless Apex model. It's kind of our highest model, what we have came up with for the best all-around lightweight hunting rifle. And as far as what you do and what you hunt and what you're equipped for as far as the caliber that we have came up with, it's chambered in 300 PRC. And our Apex model... this specific rifle is built off of the new 4.0 XLR Element chassis. It's got their folder, carbon buttstock, carbon grip, and as far as the barreled action goes, it's built off of a Lone Peak Arms Razor stainless with a 24-inch 1-in-10 Bartline barrel and 4-port muzzle brake and TriggerTech special trigger, and it's set at about a pound and a half. You sent us the Leupold optics to top this rig. And total, this guy's coming in right at about 8.5 pounds. And it should be more than enough to suit you for what you need and take down, I mean, everything you pointed out.
I mean, pretty much, this is my all-around gun. Like, I can shoot a moose, fucking any. I mean, bro, anything.
You're never going to find a moose.
Sasquatch.
You're never going to find a moose. More importantly, like, though, I mean, she's just sexy, right?
No, so that's kind of like the reason why I liked Viking Armament in the first place is like when I saw Aaron's come out of his little backpack, I was like, holy shit, this thing is sharp. Like, it's mean looking too. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like a regular wooden stock, you know, old school gun. Nothing wrong with them. Don't get me wrong, but this is like the new shit, right? This is like the new era, and I got to say, like, dude, shut up, Cody. listen, I'm telling you right now.
We got some good questions coming in.
Oh, fuck. Let me hear it.
Oh, man. Hey, somebody wants to know, what's the lead time on a build for something like this?
So right now, the lead time on our Apex models are going to be right around 12 weeks. We are trying our best to keep the lead times a little less than that. But just given the times and components, XLR is obviously on top of the game with our chassis. But just given some of the other components, we had to extend that lead time a little bit just to make sure we can get everybody covered and make sure everything going out the door is, as far as quality control and just maintaining the top of the line product. So
when you guys say like quality control, like what happens before it leaves to come to my house and it gets shipped to somebody's house? Like what are like, does it go out and get bore sighted? Do you guys shoot the gun? Obviously, explain a little bit about that.
I mean, there's a bunch of different steps as far as quality control goes. And the first step is on Jeremiah's end, as far as quality. And so he'll talk to you a little bit about the barrel to
action. Jeremiah was bullfrog.
Well, it's not a super secret process, but quality control starts with centering the barrel in the lathe. Making sure the barrel maintains center as you machine the barrel tenon and thread the barrel tenon, rechecking that to make sure nothing's moved, and if it has, slightly adjusting that. Drilling out the chamber and then reaming the chamber straight obviously is mostly the critical part of accuracy in a rifle. Obviously, spinning the barrel around in the lathe, same process. Maintaining dead center of the bore of the barrel is absolutely critical. So when you do all those techniques and proper machining techniques put together with the phenomenal machining of the Lone Peak Action, it's very easy to assemble a very accurate rifle from the beginning. You don't have to do a whole lot of, messing around with it, so to speak, to get them to shoot really well. And then putting them in the XLR chassis, the Element, they're absolutely rock solid. I've built a lot of rifles on, standard stock configurations. And, my opinion is the XLR is a drop-in fit that is probably more accurate than, more or less any of the stocks out there on the market.
Yeah.
So it just makes it really easy, when you use, high-end barrel, that's a 24-inch carbon barrel, carbon wrapped on the outside, saves a little weight, gives a nice package. You put everything together and, correctly, and it's just an easy way to go, very, very shootable. So that's my two cents on that.
Aside from the barreled action, which is definitely the most important step, and as far as the gunsmithing goes, there's thousands of people that do it and gunsmith and spin barreled actions, but as far as getting it super precise, super accurate, that's where Jeremiah comes in, and that's the reason that we've teamed up with him and chosen him as our gunsmith, and he does a phenomenal job. Aside from that, quality control, the next step goes to Cerakote, and we Cerakote the chassis, Cerakote the barreled action, and aside from that, make sure the quality on the Cerakote is very good and the tolerances on the action are great. Aside from Cerakote, Lone Peak has done a great job leaving the perfect amount of room for anodizing our Cerakote on the action. And it turns out the tolerances are perfect after Cerakote. Aside from that, quality control after that, after we fully assemble the rifle, whether we provide the optics or the client provides the optics, each rifle is going to be shot. They are all sub half MOA guarantee on our Apex models. So we will shoot the rifle, confirm 100% that they are going to shoot, and after that, get it headed to the customer and let them have fun with it.
This is a fucking sharp looking gun, and you were going to say something about the chassis. What makes your chassis different from a lot of different other companies' chassis?
Yeah, so before I dive into that, I'm actually just going to add on to it. Jeremiah was saying, so like when he's talking about using specific barrels and actions and, the quality machining of the Lone Peak actions, I mean, there's a lot of different components out there that you can choose from. Some truly are superior than others. But more importantly, something I wanted to touch on that we get asked a lot, because we do make chassis for a lot of factory options too that are direct compatible as far as drop-in with no gunsmithing needed.
people are like, well, should I go with the factory route or should I go the custom route? And obviously the custom route, you're paying for quality, right? And that quality is all those different top of the line products and having it all put together where they're all meeting up and doing what they need to do, where factory, you know, they're mass produced.
So yeah,
you can definitely get some factory rifles that do shoot really good.
Yep.
It's a flip of a coin, right? Yeah. Because they're going to have a lot of variance in their tolerances and they are having parts sometimes made in different plants, different manufacturing houses where those stack tolerances all of a sudden start aiding into issues.
Right.
So when someone brings a factory Remington, Savage, Tika, whatever it might be to a gunsmith like Jeremiah saying, hey, this just isn't shooting good. A lot of times they have to put a lot more work into it to get it to shoot good, right? Because they're fixing all those different issues. So, you know, having a barrel like the Bartline barrels, which are really, really renowned for their precision, both in the competition scene and the hunting scene, they do steel barrels and carbon wrap barrels. And, you know, being able to do the proper gunsmithing on the chambering and the timing for the muzzle brake or suppressor and having that thread into a Lone Peak, which they do the machining on that, right? And have that obviously be a, let's say, a couple made in heaven.
Right.
Bolting that into the chassis, what sets a chassis aside from other chassis or other stocks is we're the only company that cuts what's called a multi-point radial inlet, which is cut to the specific footprint of the action, where other options are going to be cut with what's called a V-block, which is a lot more of a universal fitment for a drop-in application. A V-block, if done incorrectly in any way, and even if it's done correctly, can induce stress into the action. The action's taken a lot of force when it's being fired over and over and over and over. So the multi-point radial inlet's pretty much imitating the same thing as if you were to have a gunsmith glass bed in action in a traditional stock. And when that happens, you know, it's pretty much getting the perfect fitting to allow it to perform at its utmost, you know, capabilities. Chassis also, I mean, like the Element chassis that we sell, we offer in both aluminum and magnesium. It isn't going to be as, you know, you could say robust or stiff as some of the more tactical competition chassis we sell, but it's still going to be a lot more rigid than most of your factory stocks, which that rigidity really helps, you could say, put a Band-Aid over the shooter's flaws when they're putting different sorts of pressure into the rifle, which can add
that would flex. Be me.
Yeah, so I mean, the chassis with it having direct correct contact in a stress-free environment of the action being torqued into it, having that rigid forend, and then more importantly, a chassis is just going to aid in having options to customize it to you, right? Different buttstock options, fixed and folding, different grips to fit different hands, and then modularity to adapt it to different bipods, slings, tripods, so on and so on. So, you know, it really can be, as Grant kind of touched on, a customized system for you, depending on what your end use is. If you're hunting out of a blind, it can be built a little different to better suit you there. If you're going on a doll sheep hunt,
yep.
Can definitely be different there, just the same as different bat packs used, right? Someone doesn't necessarily need a mod deuce if they're going on a white tail exactly. in Texas. Yeah. So, you know, it's just options, but the Apex is a set model with a few things that they can customize to you. And it's that model because it is the components that we believe are the best out there. You know, the guys at Lone Peak Arms make absolutely phenomenal actions. The Bartline barrels, and I know you guys are still using some of the proof barrels and benchmark carbons, yeah, which that can be done in a carbon and a steel. You know, carbon is going to be a little lighter for the type of contour it is, but someone might not need that weight savings and might want it to be a little heavier on purpose so they can go with the steel barrel if they chose.
Right. So these chassis, they're sexy looking. I mean, what I like about it is how you can fucking push a button and the stock collapse, right? Like, to me, that's a game changer for me. For room, for packing, I mean, you guys all know Kafaro backpacks, right? Like, to put that in my pack, or, you know, if I have the Sherman pocket now, I can literally put that bitch up and run and go. I'm just thinking of, like, this year, like, how much more gangster I'm going to be this year on the field. Like, this shit is going to be dope. Like, I'm, like, honestly, like, I'm blown away, guys. Like, honestly, like I really appreciate this. Everybody's listening. You guys are going to see pictures, video. I'm going to be shooting this bitch a lot. I feel like I might even, like, once I'm not going to say it yet, but, like, I'm pretty good friends with Christy Titus. I'm going to beat her ass on the field, on the range, I think, with this thing. I'm going to say, what's up, Christy? You want to shoot off? Because now I feel like I got a gun now that knows how to fucking shoot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I really feel like once I learn how to start shooting good and feel for it, I think I'm going to fucking be King Kong with this bitch.
Oh, animals are going to be hitting the ground.
Yeah, dude. Whoa. Finally. Whoa. Finally.
Let's not get crazy here. Biking apex. You point it at the animal, it's going down.
You're King Kong, automatically.
King Kong ain't got shit on me. Hey, Cody, what do you got?
We got a bunch of questions. We got some calls coming in that we just lost.
Okay.
We got a couple questions.
Call back.
I'm going to throw them together. Let's see here. We got Jason wants to know what kind of factory ammo do you guys prefer. He says he reloads a lot of ammo and occasionally buys off the shelf. And I'm going to pair that up with Sky's question. He wants to know, in your opinions, should there be a new mountain round, 6.5 PRC, 300 PRC, or something else?
So as far as the factory ammo that we have found shoot best through this rifle is definitely the 225 ELDMs. The 212 shoot great also out of the PRC. And as far as the six...
Wait, I didn't get a lifetime subscription of ammo with this bitch either.
Right now, that costs a lot more than the rifle.
It's crazy, right? I know.
And just to touch on that, that's for the 300 PRC that was built for. It was the 212s and 225s.
As far as the 6.5 PRC, if you're touching base on that, we've definitely found the 147s shoot best. The 147 ELDMs by Hornady shoot best out of the 6.5 PRC. 143s shoot good also. As far as hand loads, what we found out of the 300, the 208 ELDMs are awesome. The 215 burgers are awesome. As far as the 6.5 PRC, that new, the 156 burger is fantastic. And then obviously the 140s are tried and true. I mean, they've killed shit for a long time. But other than that, Jeremiah, what do you think as far as loads go?
In the 300 PRC specifically, any of your heavyweight bullets are going to perform really, really well. Hornady did a really good job in designing the chamber specs for the 300 PRC to specifically shoot the heavy bullets. So, you know, any of your big heavies will be flawless in that chamber. And that being said, with the 6.5 PRC, obviously the 147s are a very, very accurate bullet, and Hornady really hit the nail on the head with that bullet specifically.
Hornady's good, man.
They're very good.
They're really good. I mean, I feel like they're like the pride of, you know.
Yeah, they did really well. I mean, both of those cartridges, you know, are phenomenal. And like Grant said, you know, the 156 burger is a phenomenal option for hunting. 153.5 burger is awesome for target. The 144s are awesome for target. I've had some incredible success with some short barrel 6.5 PRCs with the 130 ELDMs and hand loads, pushing the 130s at, you know, 30-60, you know, feet per second out of a 20-inch barreled 6.5 PRC is a pretty flat shooting. An extremely accurate package. So, you know, hand loads, obviously, you know, all options are on the table, but factory ammo, Hornady does a really, really good job with their match ammo in both 6.5 and 300.
Are you saying that I need to start learning how to reload my own ammo?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. In all especially honesty. Right now. Right?
Well, right now, you know, and that's the hard part, you know, it's, factory ammo became non-existent, and so a lot of guys have gone to hand loading. Well, and that has caused reloading components to be non-existent. I mean, they're coming back, but it's been a slow road to get there.
And it's going to be a slow road for like another year, to be honest.
Just
talk to any of the manufacturers, and they're far out.
Oh, yeah. Just save yourself some work and get with the boys over at Unknown.
I see little Frankie always popping them up.
Have them build your load.
Here's the thing, like So, like, you and me and Frank, we talk about every day. I give him a, you know, he's the GM of Cafaro, but I'm the face behind it. Like, I tell him what how to fucking do
it. That's how it sounds. You gotta face the sound.
Right, right, yeah. So, but no, we have fun. We talk, and, like, you know, he does a lot of coyote hunting and stuff like that. And I don't care if I'm out with a bow, rifle. Like, I started with rifle hunting. That's what got me in hunting. I mean, that's how I did it. And the more I shoot my gun again, like, there's a point where I just put my rifle away and just wanted to do nothing but archery. And lately, the more I pulled out my gun, the more I was like, dude, this shit is fun, right? Aaron's calling me right now. He doesn't know we're doing a podcast right now. Right?
He just wants to be in on
it. I know. I don't know why he just don't come in.
Calling on bullhorn.
Right.
He's getting in line.
And so we're literally I don't care. That I lost my whole train of thought, but I was talking about me rifle hunting again. This is going to be huge for me.
You're going to enjoy it more.
I know I will. And because, for one, I got a gun. Like, don't get me wrong, all my other guns are great. I love my guns. I promise you guys, I have nothing like this, and I'm stoked because, one day when I'm done, I'm gone. This is a gun that's gonna give to my kid. You know what I mean? Like, and that's means more than anything to me. You know, and. And finally, I get a fucking tag, some fucking punches or tags out, you know, because let's keep it real. Archery hunting is fucking hard, right? It's tough. And I love, do you guys archery hunt at all? You guys, any of you guys?
Yeah.
So you guys do a little bit of everything then, right? So I thought I lost the enjoyment out of rifle hunting a long time ago. And maybe it's because I paused it for a minute and now I brought it back. And now I'm like fucking, like when I shot that black bear in BC, I was like just as glad as I shot that with my bow.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit. Like, I'm a hunter, man. I love to kill shit. I ain't a harvester. I kill shit.
Yeah.
I like to kill. And I got that. And then when I took Aaron, he paid me a lot of high dollar money to take him out on a guide hunt. I guided Aaron Snyder. And we went probably 10 minutes from here, and we sat in the vehicle. He busts out his Swaro on the glass window, and he's like, I see him doing all this shit, right?
And you guys, I'm, are like, out of the hot tub?
Pretty much. Say, next year.
That was the hot tub, this year, bus, right?
This year,
all the scouting
this year,
pictures.
This year, I want to. Oh, hold on. We got a car coming in. Coming in hot, Cody. God damn. What's up, caller?
Rick, you're on, bro.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. What's up?
What's up, man? Yo, I just want to say I appreciate the podcast. I'm listening from Silverton, Colorado.
Oh, shit. Oh, nice. Working. Right on, right on. These boys are out of Grand Junction, Colorado.
I know Matt Means from college. I don't know if he's there or not.
I am. Who's this?
Oh, I thought it was Mike.
No, this is Rick.
Rick?
Rick Zatterain.
Oh, okay. What's up?
What's up, guys? And then Grant, I know his brother Garrett mostly. Brian Gabassi's the
We lost you. Call back, brother. Call back.
Yo, guys, oh, wait, there I you appreciate are. Everything you guys do. So just figured I'd call in. Yeah.
Okay, this is what I need you to do. I appreciate you listening and calling in. Send Cody your address, and we'll get you some gear out, okay?
No excuses if you miss.
You're going to have to pull over and call over later, brother.
Sounds like Sloth from the Goonies right now.
Bye, Felicia. hey, was it Rick?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Rick, yeah, hey, man, give us a call back when you're pulled over, or give Cody your email or address. We'll send you out some swag. Thanks for listening. Appreciate the support. And, yeah, give us a call back. But anyways, so when I hunted with Aaron and he pulled out that gun, and we could have shot these. Well, I seen him pulling out a spotter and shit, and I'm like, what are you doing, dude? these fucking deer are going to come out right here. We're going to be right here, dude. If they come out, and like, honestly, my guiding skills, I'll put just a bullshitter, dude.
And they showed up.
They showed up.
You're like, holy shit.
I did. I was like, holy shit. I patted myself on the back. And I was like, all right, you could probably shoot these with the bow, dude. I've seen you shoot. And he was all like, nah, I'm going to put this motherfucker out with this gun. And I was like, I'm blown away because, you know, Aaron's such a big triad shooter, right? Like, and he's like, no, dude, I like this fucking gun. And I was like, let me see this gun. He pulled it out, and I was like, oh, fuck, this thing is sexy as fuck. I mean, from the tip of the barrel to the stock, it's fucking sexy, dude. You guys put a fucking mean-ass gun together, and it's a fucking tack driver. Well, I've been seeing these two bucks coming out, and I don't know if you guys went, because you guys were on CafaroCast before this, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if they told you the whole story, because probably not. He fucking watered it down.
He did. I don't know if he told us the whole thing.
And maybe I should either. But I was like, oh, shit, hell yeah. I was like, put that fucking spotter away. You don't need
that. He said the neighbor thought you were shooting the donkey or some shit.
So, no. The landowner comes out, right? And I know them really well. I've known them forever. And they didn't even used to live there. It used to be their getaway home. When their kids got out of high school, they moved up here. It's their home now. And they have horses, donkeys, blah, blah, blah. And this horse is, I want to say it's fucking Taco or something like that. At the time, he always gets out and fucking roams the area, right? Well, Aaron gets out, and this is the buck that I was going to shoot with my bow, right? Like, it's a wide, tall buck, old, it's a cool buck, you know. It's trash, but it was a cool fucking buck. And I fucked up because I said, Aaron, just come with me, and I'll get you one. And I didn't expect him to shoot the one that I wanted to shoot. So I said, fuck. He's like, hey, what are you doing? And I said, man, do you want to shoot this motherfucker? And he goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a fucking, like licking his lips and everything. I was like, God damn, dude. I was like, all right, let's shoot it. I said, let me get my camera ready and I'll record all this. And sure as shit, boom, he fucking blasts it. Thing drops automatically, just dead cold. I was like, well, this pack out's what I'm talking about, right? I literally can drive up to that motherfucker and drag it to the tailgate. Well, we're taking fucking grip and grin pictures and shit like that. We're throwing a chew in. Well, the landowner comes out like, this is so cool, man. This is awesome, right? She's having fun. And so what I do is I always bring him a case of beer, whatever, and I give it to him, you know. And she's drinking a beer, and she's like, so that's it? And I was like, yeah, that's it, man. She's like, no more hunting? And I was like, well, I got a tag still. She was like, oh, good. I like when you come over. I'm like, yeah, you like it when I come over with a case of beer all the time. So, sure as shit, we're taking all these photos with Aaron. Aaron's like, fuck, Luke, there's another deer right there. Shoot it. And I look up, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I've never seen that one. I never seen that deer before, and it was a big deer. It was a good deer. And it actually scored better than Aaron's deer. And I said,
sorry, Aaron.
Yeah, sorry. not sorry at all, right? And I said, fuck, dude, give me that gun. And I'm grabbing his hat. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, give me your orange hat, motherfucker. I need the orange. He's like, oh, you're good. And I was like, no, dude. My luck, somebody's fucking watching my ass. I don't give a fuck. I'm looking in the back of the truck for my vest. And, you know, I'm trying to be a good Luke, right? Like the good Luke. Like, I'm trying to lay everything by the book so I get everything set up. He's like, will you fucking shoot it? I'm like, I'm looking at this deer. This deer ain't going nowhere, right? Listen, he's going to get closer to us. Yeah. And the owner's right there, and he's like, oh, no, that's my donkey. Because it was a little ways out, and I'm already scoped on that bitch. I'm already have the gun on the thing. And I'm like, is it a big one, Aaron? He's like, shoot that fucker. And I said, boom, and the lady that's right there with us, right, the landowner, she's like, no, that's my donkey. And I shot it, it drops, right? So she's freaking out, right? She's like, you shot my donkey? And I'm like, no, that's a deer. And I put the scope on it. It's the scope, and I'm like, holy shit, that's a big fucking deer, right? It was a good deer. Like, it wasn't like a...
It was actually the donkey.
we had to cut the antlers off, Aaron, to put it on that winch, but hey. But honestly, like, she was all stoked, right? Like, all happy. She's like, this is awesome. She's on Facebook. She's all, like, take a picture. Like, look at this. And we got it. Sure shit, we get there, and we load it up. We take our pictures. And she's like... She's all sad. And I'm like, what are you sad about? She's all like, you guys are done coming over here now. And I'm like, well.
Till next year.
I was like, well, tell your man to get a tag and we'll get him a deer too. And she was all like, yeah, but he doesn't shoot guns like this. And I'm like, I know a place that can get him one, you know. And but the long story short is I would have never probably got an opportunity to shoot that buck, that second buck, if I wasn't rifle hunting. I really don't think I would have. The sun was fading. We were running out of light. And it was just a cool experience to double up.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with Aaron. You know what I mean? Like, we were like, holy shit. We had a lot of bone on the ground, dude. It was cool, man. And to have that, and I'm still waiting for my tip, Aaron, just for the record, guiding you, because I need a tip, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
always tip the guide.
Always tip the guide, right? So, anyways, that was my second time shooting the gun, and I was a fan of that. And I actually reached out and I said, "Okay, this year I'm gonna get one." And you guys came through and hooked us up. And I must say, this podcast is brought to you by Viking Armament and XLRs.
Hell yeah!
I thought that was. Isn't that Cody's rifle?
Nah, fuck Cody.
Wait.
Nah, we're going to get Cody hooked up with one, too. I'm telling you right now, these guns, I'm a big fan of supporting small businesses, too. And but not only that, but you guys are local, man. You guys are the real deal, and you guys stand proud of your product. And how do you not want to support people like you guys? I mean, that's the key. And you guys drink Coors Light, so on. That's kind of a downfall.
Sometimes. It's you didn't have Miller in there.
So oh, you're a Miller guy.
We're drinking Coors.
Mm-hmm. You want a kill clip or
it's
anything?
It's kind of tough.
You good? But anyways, yeah, so what I wanted to get in more into is, like, how did you guys start getting in this field? Like, Matt, or should I call you Mike?
You can call me whatever.
It's Mike. Dirty Mike and the boys.
So, like, how did you get into chastities, man? Like, that's kind of what I want to know. How the fuck does a guy get into chastity? Were you always a big rifle guy?
Yeah, I was always into both hunting and long-range shooting. So I'm the sales and marketing director for XLR. So I just kind of stumbled upon it, to be honest. It's about 4 years ago now that I was just tired of the work I was previously doing and looking actively for jobs. Came across XLR that they were hiring at that time for a sales manager. So I applied, got the job, and since it's been a pretty good gig. I mean, I really enjoy being in the industry and obviously talking to people about firearms every single day. I mean, you definitely get a lot of repetitive questions, but yeah. It's pretty cool, especially when you are dealing with the custom side of things, because for a lot of people, it is that one-all, end-all rifle, right? It's a rifle that they've dreamed of for the last 20 years. They've shot whatever, you know, factory rifle that they grew up with, and this is their dream rifle. So when you get talked to them, they really geek out about it. Oh, man, I'm thinking about these calibers. I'm thinking about these actions. What are your thoughts? And they really dive into the overall build and not just the chassis. So it is cool being able to relate to that. And we get tons of pictures and see tons of stuff on social media of people's successful hunts or competitions. We also do a lot in the law enforcement community and the military community.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we actually outfit all the Border Patrol units with their chassis. So, I mean, it's...
Oh, no shit. I didn't know that. That's dope.
So it's really sweet being able to be a part of that and seeing, you know, either those Leo officers or the Border Patrol guys or even some of the... We have some Special Forces guys that run our products. And it's, you know, it's just... It's rewarding knowing that a small company in Colorado made in the USA is out there getting used. And it's also fun because it's constantly evolving, right? Like, this is the Element 4.0, meaning it's the fourth iteration of this model, which all of our models we continuously always update and try to come out with what is demanded by the, you know, market, both on the hunting and competition and tactical side. and it's always changing, right? You know, yeah. The moment you think you have something that's perfect, 6 months goes by and it's like, yep, time to get back to the drawing board. We need to add some new features or we need to change something about it. And that's a benefit of being a small company, right? You can kind of do, you could say, rolling changes, unlike some of the larger companies yes. where it really takes years to fade something in like that. So no, it's been a great experience, and I'm very thankful to work for such an awesome company. And, you know, I've known Grant prior to being with XLR, and once I saw that he was managing Viking Armament, I was like, well, you know, another local company right in the same town, which they actually do all the Cerakote for XLR. So if anyone is wanting to do custom Cerakote outside of what we offer, they can order the chassis and get all the Cerakote directly through Grant. But, you know, it's amazing opportunity to be able to do something that I truly enjoy and be able to go and travel around and hunt and go to trade shows and yeah. go to competitions and be able to be around like-minded individuals.
Right. And Grant, like, how did you get into, like, were you always a kid that's always in the big in guns and stuff like that?
Yeah. So my brother and I mean, my dad brought us up hunting when we could walk. He started taking us, and we got super, super hardcore into it probably when he was, I don't know, he was 14, I was 12. And then when he got his driver's license, we really, really jumped into the kind of the hardcore aspect of it. And we've always been around guns and always shot them. And as far as ARs and long guns, and my brother kind of started being a long gun geek when he was 17 or 18. And it kind of led us into the knowledge we had gained, before I started with Viking. And, Viking came about, the company previously was about 5 or 6 years old. The previous owner pretty much ran it into the dirt. And, the guy I currently work for, my brother works for, Aaron DeRose, he bought the company and gave me the opportunity to run and manage it. And we took it out of a giant hole that it was in, and now we're cruising with it. And the company did absolutely nothing with long guns. It was just strictly an AR-based company.
Right.
They did a lot of AR-style rifles, custom pistols and Cerakote and stuff like that. But when I started doing it, I really wanted to chase after long gun stuff. That's what I've known. That's what I've done. And so we just kind of assembled a team, and I chose Jeremiah to jump in and be the gunsmith for us. He's been in the industry for 25 years. And
damn, that's a long time, bro.
I mean, he's phenomenal, does a great job. And so, I mean, we could have done it. We had the equipment to do it, had the materials to do it. But why would we do it when we have someone that could do a better job?
100%.
So we got one of the guys that, you know, we thought was one of the best in the industry to team up with. And now he's, you know, full time with us, and we're rocking and rolling and building a bunch of guns. And like Matt said, it's just awesome to have this opportunity and be around like-minded individuals and the crews that this has led us to be involved with. Before this, we were already involved, you know, with a lot of the guys in the hunting community, but then this is just leading to more and more. I don't know if we would have been involved with you previous
right.
to this company or a lot of other awesome guys and awesome companies. So, yeah, it's been great.
You made it now. You're involved with me. You made it.
But,
retirement, I mean, here we come.
Hey, wow. Don't quote me on this.
Sky's the limit for us.
Yeah. No, it's cool, man. It's cool what you guys done.
We've assembled a team of, we've got 5 or 6 guys now and just, we're all on the same page and on the same track and just rocking and rolling. As far as Jeremiah, I mean, how'd you get involved in the industry?
25 years, man. That 25 years is a long time.
It's been a long time. So, you know.
Were you military or anything like that? No.
No, my younger brother was.
Okay.
I was not. So, always had a passion for guns, specifically long guns. Have always done my own work, you know. And then, you know, when I wasn't able to do my own work, you know, I took it to some other individuals, and you know, that was kind of what spurred me on to learn how to do custom gunsmithing, was paying high prices for poor quality work.
Yeah.
And you know, it left a pretty bitter taste in my mouth, and you know, I know I can do better than this, and that's how it started. You know, so started small, bought cheap junk barrels and, you know, built a bunch of, you know, pretty accurate rifles for $50 barrels. And that's kind of the beginning, you know, and been more or less full-time gunsmithing for, you know, almost 15 years. So, yeah, that's kind of my story in a nutshell.
Yeah, so let me ask you this real quick. When you get on a lay and stuff, because I went to school for welding, okay. So I know a little bit of it, and obviously I didn't pan out to be a welder. I became a fighter. I was like, fuck this lay. That's a trade itself. It is literally it's a fucking craft, man. And you got to know measurements. You got to know math.
You got to get your math right.
Yeah, you have to know your math. That's perfect. Probably where I went south.
Well, I've always been pretty good at math, detail. So.
That's why I don't do the barreled actions.
Me and you are the same fucking boat. Yeah, so honestly, like, I'm blown away on just, like, when it comes to things like this, like, how accurate, like, you know, all precision rifle, long rifles, like, it takes a fucking special person to put these guns together from the stock to the chassis to the barrel to let alone the scope. And I'm fucking so pumped to shoot this fucking gun. Like, I really am. And I'm going to look tonight to see what fucking tags I can get or buy to shoot this motherfucker. I'm so excited to get this thing. And you guys' turnaround is fucking pretty fast, man. Like, I must say, like, you guys are fucking on it.
Yeah, depending on the model, like I said, right now around 12 weeks on these, but we're definitely trying to keep our lead times lower than that. We try to get them out as soon as we can. As far as all of our AR models right now, we try to have certain models in stock, but as far as anything super custom, we're around 3 to 4 weeks on the AR models right now.
Really? Yep. Has the whole, like, since the whole ammunition / presidency press, everything put a damper on your guys' AR?
It's slowed down a little bit now just because everything's kind of starting to resurface, but we had a huge push. I mean, there was a year there where we couldn't keep up. And even as far as where we are now, we've just tried to maintain growth at the right rate and not really grow too fast to where we can't keep up at all. But as far as if you guys are checking, you know, as far as our website, our social media platforms and stuff like that, as far as the website, bear with us. We are doing our best to keep it updated and be quick on orders. But just with where we're at as far as growth goes, we're doing our best to keep up overall.
Well, I must say I'm fucking pumped about this gun. How come you guys chose to carry the Cerakote on this one? How come?
So as far as this design, obviously it's kind of a Kryptek style theme. The boys over at Kryptek, we got Bam over there.
Yeah.
Bam. I'm pretty sure the whole crew is running Kryptek now. I mean, they're phenomenal guys. Just the guys behind the company, how it's based. It's got a great background, great people over there. And just as far as the colors go, the black and silver style, we liked. Figured we'd surprise you with something different, and that's what we came up with.
Well, here's the thing of what I like about it. Obviously, you guys just see my truck out there. I just got it wrapped, so it's perfect for me.
Yes, sir.
I'm a big fan of Kryptek. You guys know that. The gun itself, it's fucking sexy. And so, like, this gun that you guys built for me, I will be able to pretty much shoot anything in North America.
Absolutely.
Caribou, fucking
bear. As far as the caliber goes, there might be some places in Africa and stuff that have different caliber restrictions.
Uh-huh.
But being the 30 cal, I mean, you can shoot anything anywhere, realistically. Uh-huh. And I mean, with how hot you can load this guy and the size of bullets and stuff that you can run out of it, it will do the job anyway.
Right. Man, I'm stoked because, what kind of wound is this going to be on a deer? Like, what kind of, is it too much for a deer?
No, it depends on shot placement, where right. You hit him, whether you hit him in the rib cage or the shoulder, or also it depends on the bullet you're shooting. I mean, there's.
Time will tell because I'm going to blast me a few. I know that. I'm definitely going to blast some deer. Hey. Man, I'm stoked. Like, I'm fucking pickled, man. Like, honestly, I'm going to probably get shit-faced tonight just because I'm celebrating my own new gun. Maybe it's an excuse. I don't know. What I want to know is a little bit more about what's to come, like, out of you guys. Like, you guys are like, you guys like seem like little man scientists when it comes to this little long range gun type deal. Like, what's new in Viking armament? What's coming out? You know, your chassis. What's happening?
Like I said, for us, sky's the limit. I mean, we're gonna keep trying to produce the best, most high end product we can, and get involved with all of the best people that we enjoy, and keep coming out with new models, more models. Matt, those guys are dreaming up new stuff every single day. So it just, the industry's crazy on what people are coming up with now, and we just want to stay on top of it and keep creating relationships with more people and doing more.
Right on. What do you think about XLR? What's going to happen with them? Anything cool in the future?
Oh, man.
This is the time.
Okay, so with the chassis that's on the rifle that you just got, Luke, is actually the new 4.0 element.
Uh-huh.
That chassis hasn't been officially released, and it's currently being worked on to be updated on the website. It's the same price, same option, same weight, everything as the 3.0 that you'd see on the website, but it just has two new integrated features. It does have the really right stuff, 1.5-inch dovetail machined into the forend, which is commonly called Arca Swiss. And then it also has an integrated bubble level behind the action on the back of the chassis, which allows you just to check that level to make sure that you're not canted, which can affect your shot placement more or less at distance.
Yeah.
If you are shooting longer range. Now, we do also actually have a new chassis here today that's called the Atom chassis, also a chassis we have not officially released. This is the second one we've ever made. It's a shrunken down element with a shorter forend. It is about 2 ounces lighter. Now, both the Element 4.0 and the Atom chassis will be offered in the aluminum and magnesium options, which magnesium is 30% lighter than aluminum. So you're saving a little over 6 ounces on the Element chassis and pretty much like 4 ounces on the Atom chassis. The chassis are ambidextrous, so it can work for right and left hand. There's thumb rest provisions. Obviously, it accepts a detachable box magazine. We will be working on some new magazine options. But yeah, this Atom chassis, we're pretty excited about. It's a pretty cool little package. There's a lot of people out there right now that are wanting to build like these little short barrel bolt action pistol builds, like little 10-inch barrels and stuff. You can fold the buttstock, have a super compact truck gun, shoot some coyotes out the window, whatever's legal. But we'll be doing that chassis here real soon in the future, offered to the public. We also will be OEMing that chassis for Viking, which Viking's going to be coming out with a new rifle model called the Roadrunner. That's going to have around a 16-inch barrel, offering some different calibers. I'll pass off to Grant here a little bit. But to touch on the Atom that we actually have here today, this has a folding carbon buttstock, adjustable cheek rest, and a 3D printed titanium grip. And we're actually going to be giving that away here.
Let's talk about this. Okay. You guys are going to be giving this chassis away, right? I say let's give it away on the 4th of July. Because if you ain't American. If you ain't American, get the fuck out of here.
And it might just be America theme. We don't know.
So let's talk about that real quick. So talk about what the giveaway is real quick, Matt.
So on XLR side, the giveaway is going to be the Atom chassis you see there. So it will be the black multi-cam. We possibly could do something different depending on if we can get another one cut in time. We are super busy. But yeah, we'll have the folding carbon buttstock and the 3D printed titanium grip. The retail on just the chassis block for the Atom chassis, magnesium will be $549. The aluminum will be $399. That package, as you see it, with the folding carbon buttstock and the titanium grip, is going to be a little over $1,000. So, I mean, it's a pretty sweet little package that you could build something with.
I think if we get it going right, I think Viking Armament, we should put a fucking barrel on that bitch. What do you think?
Absolutely.
So before I stick my foot in my mouth, we're gonna do some with the patrons on this giveaway, and I will help put the barrel on this giveaway from you guys are doing to some lucky winner that's a patron on for GU Unfiltered. Cody, your pay's gonna get cut.
No, but I can still win, right? I'm good. I'm in the running. I don't care because I'll take that gun over there.
But for 1 month,
$50, you pay me.
But we'll have that. We'll discuss that on how to win this chassis, and I mean pretty much this whole build. I mean, how do I not want to do this with you guys? What do you think, Grant?
So as far as how we're gonna set up our Roadrunner builds, it's gonna be off of this Atom chassis. It's going to have a little Viking style on it. It's going to have
sexy, dude.
Going to have some skeletonizing, some Viking engraving on it. And aside from that, we're going to throw a Lone Peak Razor Titanium Action in there, along with a probably 16.5-inch carbon barrel. And it's going to be offered in a couple different calibers. We're going to offer it in 22 Creed, 6mm Creedmoor, and 6.5 PRC.
And like I said, I'll take pictures of this thing. I'll post it on the story, post it on the feed. These guys will share it on how to get in to this, you know, this giveaway. Like, honestly, this is probably one of the biggest giveaways I've done besides, I mean, we've done some hunts and stuff, but like, this is something where, guys, if it's a little bit out of your price range, now's the time to get into this bitch, because this thing is sexy as hell. And I like it because it's compact. It's short, compact, is what I'm used to. You know what I'm saying?
Know how to handle such a thing.
I know. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Dude, it's something unique. And, I can't thank you guys enough for giving this giveaway out. Like, it's legit. And like I said, I think it should be everything from Viking armament to XLR. And let's make this thing happen. We'll have details out on this giveaway end of the day. Y'all have pictures of it, so you guys want to hop on this giveaway right away. On that note, man, I'm fucking still blown away on my gun. I don't give a fuck about this gun. I'm still gunning on my gun. Honestly, so on my gun, like right now, will I be able to go out there and shoot pretty much 100 yards right now, dead on? You think?
Yeah. So all of our rifles, as soon as they leave us, like I said, there's some that we don't send with optics, but we prefer
optics. Yeah, of course.
If the customer is providing the optics, we prefer they send it to us. That way we can shoot it, test it, and make sure 100% that it does meet our sub half MOA guarantee. Mm-hmm. And depending on the scopes, we do recommend obviously the high end optics out there just to suit the capability of the rifle. And there is some optics out there that don't, so we can test them. Obviously, if the customer sends them our way. Aside from that, we do our best to have quality control on that and make sure that the rifle's up to par for the customer.
Yeah, man. I can't wait to put the videos together for you guys to show how happy I am. Like honestly, it's gonna be cool.
As far as distance goes, a lot of people ask us, man, can I shoot 1,000 yards with this rig? Jeremiah's been in this for forever. Matt has. I have. I truly don't believe the three of us can exactly meet the capability of these builds.
Right.
They're just, you can take the best of the best of the best and have them meet the capability of this build. But as far as us go, I mean, we can go out all day and shoot sub half MOA groups with factory ammo out of this rifle.
No shit. Damn. I'm going to be gangster.
Next thing you know, we'll be seeing Luke posting videos of him shooting animals with a folded buttstock holding it sideways.
Single
gangsta,
shot, baby.
Gangster, right? Oh, shit, yeah. I don't know. I'm fucking excited, man. For all you guys in the bullhorn, right now, I'm going to give out a free pair of brand-new Leupold glasses. Call in. Give these guys a follow, XLR Industries. Is that what it is? Yeah, yep. On the IG. Viking Armament. Give them next caller, Cody, you get in, is going to get these brand new shades. They're badass. They're shooting shades. They're the real deal. Look at these babies.
Hell yeah.
I haven't seen them in person.
Yeah, neither have I.
I know a guy that can get you guys
hell
some.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'll do.
Let me see these bad boys.
Yeah, I can definitely get you. I can definitely hook you guys up.
There's not much that looks bad on me, but I'm gonna try them on.
I know you look the part. Oh, look at that. Hey, this is Frank. Is Frank gonna call in? He's talking shit. Yeah,
he's just running his mouth on the.
Frank does not get shit. If he calls in, he does not get the giveaway.
I want to say Frank's still in time from the company. He's on here bullshitting on here, and he should be working.
Frank's like, I can't come over there. I gotta work.
Oh, we gotta call it. Who we got?
Jason, you're on, man.
Jason. If you're from Hawaii, I'm not paying shipping for this bullshit. we had a call the other day from Hawaii. I was like, God damn it. For goddamn that. But it's all good. What happened to caller?
We lost him.
Okay. Call back, brother. What's up? Where's Mike Hearn at? Well, Mike's probably, he's a degenerate, man. I don't know what to do about him. Anyways, guys, you got to catch a flight. You got
to
catch a flight.
Yeah, I got to get out of here. I'm flying out of DIA to go to Pittsburgh for a wedding. So
that'll be fun, though.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. Weddings are always good. It's supposed to be a pretty loaded wedding, so I'm sure open bar, you know, get the one time of the year super drunk.
Yeah, run it, Cody, man.
Honestly, if we could put a picture on here at Jason, the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
Jason, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Who's this?
This is Jason.
What's up, Jason? Where are you from?
What? I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh shit! What up, Wisconsin? What you know about what you know about guns, dog? What you know about guns?
It's 13 years in the military. I know a little.
Oh shit! Well, thank you for your service, man. I appreciate that.
What do you know about loophole glasses?
Yeah. What do you know about loophole glasses, though?
I don't.
Oh, well, you're about to get some, son. You're about to get some. These things are sexy. I tell you what. First things first, though. I need you to follow Viking Armament. I need you to follow XL Industries.
All right.
Hey, hold on. What's your guys' personal page?
Grant G.
What's that?
Grant G.
Grant G underscore 928.
Okay, okay.
And Jeremiah Greenfield.
Okay, okay. Follow them up.
MJ means 22.
Oh, shit. Follow those boys.
The 22 is for his arm size.
22s.
22s, baby.
Hey, Jason, how long you been listening to the podcast for?
I ain't going to lie. I've only been listening for a year.
Oh, well, that's good because we've only been up for a year. Good answer. Good answer. Who's your favorite guest?
Shit. I'm going to have to go with the general.
Oh, no shit. Dude, that's been a lot of guys' favorite podcast, man. I didn't realize it. When I got the phone call saying, hey, man, the general wants to be on your podcast, I was like, has he listened to the podcast? But that was cool, man. I appreciate that. That guy's a G.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Snyder's going to be pissed.
Yeah, I know. So is Nestor, yeah. Hey, but anyways, do me a favor, Jace. Send Cody your address, and we'll get these glasses out to you ASP.
ASP.
All right, man.
Same.
As soon as possible.
Thanks for calling in, Jason.
All right, bro.
Later, brother.
Thanks.
Same. That's what I said.
Asexual pussy?
Yeah, that's a Lucism. Anyways, Cody, give me a gift for calling. What happened? What's up with Rick? Rick, if you call in, I got something for you.
We're already going to send Rick stuff. Come on, bro.
All right.
Get with the program.
Hey, I know, Rick. We'll get a hold of Rick.
Frank's on, and he's a pussy, so I don't think he should jump on the line, but if you want him to.
Hit him. Get him.
Frank, you're on.
What's up, boys?
What up?
Yo!
Hey, Frankie.
Hey, Frank.
I heard you say ASP. You must be used to those short acronyms like STD.
Frankie, are you that lonely that you had to call in, dude?
I told Luke I would call and say hello.
Hey, Frank, this gun.
I miss you guys.
This gun is fucking badass, bro.
Miss you, Frank. Love you.
Dude, don't forget your hearing protection this time. Tell him the story of when you shot that bear.
I did. I told him. So we were talking about, I didn't know what was louder, the gun or your tripod.
Oh, fuck.
He told us about the squeaky tripod.
Yeah, dude, your fucking tripod was way squeaky.
You're anti-protection.
It wasn't by choice. I just got in the moment. You know what I mean? When I felt your hand on my hip, I just got in the moment.
So you boys going to teach Luke how to shoot as well?
I hope
Matt was talking about going out there and doing some shooting.
That's your job, Frank.
Yeah, you got to actually come out and shoot me. Coming out and how many?
don't shoot it, Frank.
Don't shoot it. Damn. Fucking brown on brown crime.
I don't want no wad, please. For real, dude. I want a gun. I want a weekend right now with you, a getaway, you know, by the hot tub and shit. You know what I mean?
A little one-on-one Airbnb.
Yeah.
We'll shoot out of the hot tub like you and Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the plan. And we'll throw a YouTube video up and, you know, as long as I'm the big spoon, that's all I care about.
Well, as long as you use protection this time. Just kidding.
All right. Well, Frank,
all right, boys.
Hey, Frank, thanks good for calling in. Hey, Frank, here's a question. Yep. Here's a question.
Yep.
If you had to choose Cafaro Cast or GU Unfiltered, which one were you going to be rocking?
Depends on what kind of information you're looking for.
That's very true. Very true. Very true. All right, guess what, Frank?
All right, later, guys.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Frank, he's cool, man. I like Frank. He's good shit. As much as I want to slap him sometimes, I really do like him. I don't know, boys. I don't want you to miss your flight. I wish we had more time together.
Just have to get back on.
We'll get back over here.
Yeah, I definitely want you guys to come back because, honestly, I'd rather have you guys come down and show me how to shoot.
Absolutely.
Than numbnuts over there.
Yeah.
Cody, what do you think? You got any more? We got time for a couple more.
Arnold wants to know, is Viking Armament accepting FFL dealers in Wyoming? He'd love to get your stuff out to his customers.
Yes, we are, and that is definitely something that we are finally reaching the point in the company to where we are branching out. We have a handful of dealers right now, but we definitely are reaching out to new dealers. So if you want to have them, just contact us.
What's your email?
My email personally is grant@vikingarmament.com.
Oh, pretty easy.
So feel free to reach out.
So when you didn't get that shit on Cafaro Cast now, did you? Hell no. Information on my ass. Listen, guys, we're going to have to cut this one short. I would love to get these guys hammered, have a good time with, you know, do this and that, but they got plans. I appreciate you guys all coming in, and most of all, I appreciate this gun. I can't thank you guys enough. I'm going to have Cody take one in the load for in the mouth, a nice little warm load in the mouth for you guys, before y'all leave.
Yeah, you guys didn't know you brought the gun to the wrong person.
But I appreciate you guys. I look forward to this relationship. I hope this is the beginning of something really cool. I'm excited because I get a fucking punch a tag for once with the gun now. And I'm excited. Anything else you guys want to add? Where can they find you on social media and stuff like that? Check your stuff out.
As far as social media goes, Viking Armament. I mean, follow Viking Armament on Instagram, Facebook. As far as XLR Industries, Instagram, Facebook, same thing. MJ Means on Instagram for Matt, Jeremiah Greenfield for Jeremiah, Grant G928 for myself. Also, definitely hit up Dillinger River Outfitters. It's the outfitting company that I work for in Alaska.
Oh, nice.
And they're also our partners in Viking.
So that's huge. That's cool. Yeah, that'd be a good thing to talk about next on the next one. I definitely would love to hear more about that. What about OnlyFans page? You guys got OnlyFans page?
Yeah, absolutely. OnlyFans. Hit my brother up for some OnlyFans at Garrett G926.
I think you just did an exclusive with a sheep.
It was a goat, pronghorn antelope goat.
Yeah.
Weird.
But anyways, like I said, it was a blast having you guys out here. Like I said, I wish we had more time. Next time we'll probably do GU before Kafarocast, because then Kafarocast could be a lot more fun, or maybe if you guys leave, yeah, you're a little tipsy. No, those guys are good, man. Like I said, I owe them everything. If it wasn't for Aaron, I wouldn't know what podcasting was, man, honestly. So I'm having a blast doing this. Like I said, I appreciate everything. Cody, one last one. Anything? We're good?
No, Jerry keeps calling, but I'm
all right, sure. Let me hear it.
He's off. I keep telling him, stop calling. He won't.
Oh, that's mean.
Bro, he hits me up, DMs, sliding in my DMs. Dude, always sending me dirty pictures.
Jerry, I know.
Get the picture, bro.
On that note, guys, I appreciate all you guys sending dick dick pitch to Cody, Skinny Codes. We love that. Keep doing that. And on that note, we out. Got to give a big prop to Viking Armament, XLR Industries, Marsupial Gear, Cryptek, Leopold, Mountain Primal, Kafaro, oh my God, Tito Knives, Crispy Boots, The App, Bullhorn, my boy Jerry over at Photo Labs, and Killcliff. Gotta love them. I'm gonna give a little love to these guys right here. Little Eco Mel Huntness, he's in Africa right now shooting all kinds of shit. Archer Sign and Design came through with some cool shit happening for our tournament, Best of the Best. Archer Shoot, June 26th. Through 27th. Guys, there's a few spots left open. If you're going to hop on now, and we're going to find out who the best is June 26th. We got tons of prizes for that tournament. But most importantly, don't forget about the big giveaway July 4th. Matt? Yeah. It's a custom tailgate or Roadrunner.
Well, it's going to be a custom Adam chassis from XLR, and it sounds like the Roadrunner is getting thrown in.
Might
there,
make its debut.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Let's do this. Let's make it happen. Follow for details. But on that note, guys, I appreciate you guys listening and subscribing, and we out.